The wake-up call of a fragile truce. Bianca Boats, Managing Director at Citadel Global. For several weeks, global markets allowed themselves to price in the comforting narrative of geopolitical de-escalation. The diplomatic dance in Switzerland and preliminary understandings over Persian Gulf maritime traffic had driven the crude oil price down from its recent peaks, briefly easing inflation concerns and convincing fixed income markets that the worst of the energy shock was behind us. This week, however, served as a sharp, jarring reminder of how rapidly geopolitics can tear up market assumptions, forcing investors into an immediate inflation wake-up call. The fragility of the diplomatic path was laid bare on Wednesday when United States, U.S., President Donald Trump declared that the interim peace agreement with Iran is over. The announcement, followed swiftly by renewed U.S. strikes on strategic Iranian targets and subsequent military retaliation from Iran, instantly injected a heavy risk premium back into energy markets and reminded asset managers that supply-side inflation remains a clear and persistent danger. The inflation wake-up call. The sudden re-escalation in the Gulf coincided with fresh evidence that inflation expectations are becoming uncomfortably sticky. The Federal Reserve, Fed, Bank of New York's, NY's, June survey of consumer expectations, released this week, showed short-term U.S. inflation expectation jumping to 4.2%, its highest level since late 2023. At the same time, expectations grew across financial markets that inflation in Europe and the United Kingdom, UK, will be noticeably higher a year from now, forcing traders to rapidly rethink how central banks will move interest rates. For US Fed Chair Kevin Warsh and his counterparts at the European Central Bank, ECB, and Bank of England, BO, the message is clear. Central bank credibility hinges on maintaining an uncompromising stance against second-round price effects. With oil surging nearly 6% in a single session, bond markets quickly recalibrated to expect higher for longer policy rates, stripping away any lingering optimism for monetary easing in late 2026. The South Africa outlook. For SA, the sudden flare-up in global crude prices threatens to reignite imported inflation pressures just as the domestic economy was digesting the May producer price index shock of 7.8%. While the headline consumer price index currently sits at 4.5%, the South African Reserve Bank's SARB Monetary Policy Committee MPC is acutely aware that fuel price increases filter rapidly into public transport, food distribution and broader consumer basket costs. SARB Governor Lesetša Kilaganyagō's decision to hike the benchmark repo rate to 7% late May looks increasingly predictive of what is to come. By establishing an aggressive monetary firewall ahead of time, the SARB has given the Rand a vital yield cushion. However, as the MPC prepares for its upcoming July 23 meeting, policymakers are closely monitoring scenario risks where prolonged Strait of Hormuz friction could force additional monetary tightening to keep long-term inflation anchored to the SARB's 3% target. Ends. Author at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global Plus posts bio. At Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. The value of long-term credibility at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. Liftoff, but watch the altitude at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. What oil price headlines are not telling you at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. The market is not an algorithmic problem at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. What the pump price isn't telling you at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. Fragile truce built on deep fault lines at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. Deal or no deal at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. A consensus to hold at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. Rising oil prices equals rising inflation and rising interest rates at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. The case for sub-R16.00 and why it may not last at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. Trump's January actions reshape global risk at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. Foreign exchange and financial stability. Why South Africa's delisting from FATF's grey list is a strategic imperative at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. US second quarter earnings season. Resilience amid uncertainty at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global Trump versus the Federal Reserve's independence at Bianca Boats. Citadel Global reading the ripples. What drives volatility and why it matters for investors at Bianca Boats. Citadel Global market signals matter more than noise. Rand rises amid global policy shifts and investor confidence at Bianca Boats. Citadel Global inflation targeting. What it could mean for the Rand and more at Bianca Boats. Citadel Global navigating currency risk. Strategic solutions for South African businesses at Bianca Boats. Citadel Global currency expert shares 5 top pressures on the Rand in 2025. Share on your socials.